Today, KGOU reintroduces a collaborative project with the Journal Record called the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly spotlight on business news from across Oklahoma. This week, Journal Record Managing Editor Adam Brooks and KGOU News Director Ben Fenwick discuss how one kind of non-retail institution spurs economic growth in both Yukon and Shawnee.
So Adam Brooks, we've got some development out west and east. What's causing this sudden spur of development in Oklahoma City?
Well, it is interesting. On both sides of the city, hospitals are kind of leading an economic development. Out in Yukon, 13 years ago, Integris opened a hospital there, and then they expanded it a decade later. You know, that has created a lot of jobs. They've got 380 people working at the hospital out there now. And the school district has grown from 5,000 to 8,000 kids over the last 13 years. You also see a lot of retail development and restaurants around there. And what happens is it draws people from all over the western part of Oklahoma. You know, they schedule a couple doctor's appointments. They have lunch. They do a little shopping. It really makes them a gateway to the metro area. And kind of the same thing is going on over in Shawnee. They've already got some hospitals. The Oklahoma Heart Hospital opened there in 2013. And St. Anthony has a hospital that it's expanding. So they're planning to bring in people from five counties, which is about 120,000 people in the area. But hospital administrators say, really, it'll bring people into the metro area from all over the eastern part of the state. Again, they come in, they shop, they have a meal, maybe they even stay at a hotel. It's really good for economic development.
It sort of almost sounds to me like the mall concept. You've got your anchor tenant is the hospital. It moves in. And then suddenly shops and hotels and...
You're right. It is a lot like that. Tim Berg, who helps out with economic development in Shawnee, said, you know, it's not that they're really coordinating anything. The city's not. They're just seeing that all these things are coming up at the same time. It sounds like, you know, private industry realizes, yeah, there's something there that's going to bring in a lot of people, and it's a great place to provide their goods and services.
Can we expect that same kind of growth in Shawnee?
You know, we don't have hard numbers for Shawnee, but again... In Yukon, they saw their school grow from 5,000 to 8,000 students over 13 years, and their sales tax collections rose to $18.4 million. And that leads to some other development. You know, Yukon has asked the state to build a new interchange to I-40 at Frisco Road. They want to put a lot of developments out there, including 280 homes and a regional sports complex, and possibly a lot of retail and industrial. So, you know, these hospitals bring in growth, and that just spurs more growth.
Are they also talking about the shops that come in, or is that just more sales tax increase?
You know, I think most of that sales tax increase is from bringing people in who then do more consumer shopping. It's not so much from the medical as it is from having a meal out, seeing a movie between appointments, you know, stopping to get some clothes since you got to kill a little time while you're maybe waiting for test results.
Adam Brooks, managing editor for the Journal Record, thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
The Business Intelligence Report is a collaboration between KGOU and the Journal Record newspaper, where Adam Brooks serves as the managing editor. This report is available on our website, and earlier business intelligence summaries can be found by clicking the News tab. That's all at our homepage, kgou.org.